drawing out meaning. I can't honestly remember what I was working on. It was late in the evening, after a long day. And then, accidents will happen. A three-quarters full mug of coffee was spilt over the table. And the sketchbook. It was a sketchbook that already had suffered having numerous pages ripped in two. All that bloody art lost. A flight of birds shredded. I find some consolation and inspiration in Kintsugi, which translates as golden joinery, a centuries-old Japanese art of fixing broken pottery with a special lacquer dusted with powdered gold, silver or platinum. Beautiful seams of gold glint in the cracks of ceramic ware, giving a unique appearance to the piece. A moment of joy, a moment of anger, a moment of grief. In taking the time to gild the grief, I find new meaning in my relationship to what was and what is. You lose only what you cling to, said Buddha. Working regularly has made me less concerned about what has been done before. I note, many artists destroy their artwork. No use crying over spilt coffee. I sponged up the coffee. I put the sketchbook on the radiator to dry. A couple of days later, I took time to inspect the damage. Pages stuck together. Sepia coffee stains had dried in weird patterns. Suddenly, I see the sketch pad and the accident in new light. Suddenly, I see stories, landscapes, potential for play. The deliberate accident in art. After a couple of days of play, I find an article from the Tate Museum on deliberate accidents. Share it with my friends. I realise that I've always worked partly in this way, looking for meaning in apparent chaos. I remember writing about how my mother would collect all sorts of objects with no obvious intrinsic value, because she saw something in them. Here, in Driftwood Curiosity, I wrote, I'm content you see no value. I see myself standing on a beach. You've left me quite alone. Objects are washed up by the ocean. Something catches my eye. I bend down to pick it up. Drawing means, and drawing out meaning. I'm torn between drawing well from life and drawing out meaning from the abundant well of life. I'm torn between deliberate and accidental in my artistic acts. I feel comfortable with what is accidental, but also love the discipline of technique. I find a quote of Camus. I said that the world is absurd, but I was too hasty. This world in itself is not reasonable. That's all that can be said. But what is absurd is a confrontation of this irrational and the wild longing for clarity, whose call echoes in the human heart.